next speaker is Ricardo. Ricardo Steiner is a psychoanalyst. He has written extensively on the cultural and socio-political context of psychoanalysis. He worked for many years in the archive of the British Psychoanalytical Society and was its honorary archivist from 2001 till 2005. In 2001, he was awarded the Sigourney Prize for his contribution to psychoanalysis.
Well, when Ivan asked me to go back 20 years and think at the conference that we are re-celebrating or celebrating, actually, I really didn't know what to say. And it was Ivan who stimulated me to go back into more personal details. And therefore, my brief intervention will be based on some memories that I have about my meetings with Derrida, but they are also related to the conference. I met him in 1980, and we became good friends through a common friend, Marie Toroque and Abraham, which I met in Paris because I was interested in some of their views. And strangely enough, as Michael and other people have, you know, have already said, this man, so famous, had an incredible nonchalance, this capacity to be in contact with people that admire a
Ricardo, micro. Can you speak up, please?
A micro, a sort of a microbe in comparison to his mind. Once I sent him a paper, and he sent me back an incredible card from Orvieto with a universal judgment, saying that he completely agreed with my views about the unconscious, and then we became even more friends. And there were also other personal elements that I don't want to touch on. Anyway, when Michael and Ivan and how was it called, the director at that time?
Erica
asked me to be part of the conference, I was very doubtful. And suddenly, believe it or not, I received a phone call by Jacques Derrida, who had looked into the program and said, look, if you don't be worried, come and we will meet, and I'm very happy to see you. And one of the reasons because I come to London is also because I can meet you. And I said, well, I will write a paper on the dead drive in the archives. And say, fantastic. Say, my lecture has something similar. Actually, I have to confess you, I never read completely the book. But anyway, anyway, I gave my lecture, and then, as you have heard, there was this incredible performance of Jack, who lasted more than 3 hours and so on. The day after, he came and told me, what do you think about my lecture? Did I kill the audience? No, look, today, I said to him, today is the D-Day. Yesterday was the Derrida Day, playing on the DD. And he got extremely moved and embraced me and started laughing. But in reality, he didn't kill the audience. As you heard, the whole conference practically ran around his lecture. But that's are my personal memories about him. As far as the relationship between psychoanalysis and Derrida, or the archives and Derrida, people have already spoken about it, and I don't want to add anything else. As you probably know, he suffered from insomnia and all sorts of problems, but he told me I will be never analyzed. Since I met André Green, and I had the fight that we had at the Paris Psychoanalytic Society on my paper, psychoanalysts do exist for me only on the paper. I will never have an analysis with anybody. Of course, there is this problem. whoever works in the archives has this sort of feeling to get near to something that maybe the published text do not reveal. I remember the first time that I met, I put my hands in the British archives of our society. The wisdom of the previous archivist has been such that he had collected the papers in such a way that you could really trace the history of the British psychoanalysis from one bits of paper, collections of paper to the other. And from one thing to another, I managed to reconstruct, to try to reconstruct what in reality then was obviously only a partial and inevitably mutilated history of what I wanted to reconcile. That's the reason why in my paper I spoke about the tangible death drive that you met really in dealing with archival documents. Today, the mechanization or the way in which archives are organized through this whole electronic way of dealing with documents, according to me, sometimes doesn't allow the possibility to really find what you want to find, because it is so spread, it is so disembodied that it becomes extremely difficult to put together what you want. And probably that is again an experience of how that works in the archives. It's sort of total dissemination. The difficulties that you have in making sense of what you want to